Track 4. Carvale View.
The mosaic of habitats spread out before you make this one of the top 5 bird watching sites in Derbyshire. And the M1, in the distance, brings in more visitors. Just like a motorway service station, Carvale Nature Reserve, managed by the Derbyshire Wildlife Trust, provides the perfect place for migratory birds to eat, drink and rest as they navigate their way across the country using these long-distance roads. The water bodies, or flashes as they are known, formed as depressions caused from the settlements of mine subsidence underneath, flooded with water.
So they fill up with water, and then on the margins of those we've got the reed beds and the marshy areas, and we have muddy margins as well, which is really important for wading birds in particular to come and feed, as well as use the rest of the aquatic environment that's there.
Sam Willis is the Trust's Reserves Officer.
In terms of managing the areas around the flashes, we graze the area with sheep during the winter, and the idea is to keep the grass short height to encourage wintering birds such as widgeon, which really need the short grass to graze.
If you have downloaded Stop 6 and 7 of the audio trail from the web, you can hear how volunteers not only saved the flashes, but also boast the longest running daily bird count in the UK. But for now, cast your eyes to the skyline on your right. The Georgian ruin of Sutton Scarsdale Hall was built from the riches created by birds in the Southern Hemisphere, as Ian explains.
Sutton Scarsdale Hall was built from the proceeds of guano, which is fertiliser that was made from bird droppings in the South Atlantic. But then it was all flitted away with gambling on the horses eventually. So it's all that's left is the shell. Everything else was sold off at an auction. All the panelling, the roof, everything all went.
Follow the main track uphill and listen to track 5 on the 90-degree left-hand bend that has terrific views of Bolsover Castle.